ตรีวิชีชาคุณมีมังมาสุรเสียตรีวิชีชาคุณมีมังมาสุรเสียมามีบัจจัปปัตตังสีมาหามีตังตรันสิเตลอร์ดเชตนมหาสุริเศษแต่ this is a condition suffering condition of the living entity and he can be rescued by the mercy of sadhu saintly persons the scriptures and the spiritual mass. They are prepared to bestow their mercy upon everyone, provided people like to take their sinless passion and mercy. That is the condition. And in the Bhagavad Gita, the same thing is confirmed in the 7th chapter, Devi Sahasramayi Mahumaya Gurupaya. The influx of the disturbances created by this material nature under different forms is very stringent. So anyone who wants to be rescued from this misery, he should surrender unto the Supreme Lord. Māmi vaja prapadyanti māyā me tāṁsana. This māyā has got two kinds of influence. Prathivāsmika, āvaranāsmika. Avaranasmika means we are already covered by illusion. Although we are suffering, in every state we are thinking that we are happy. Just a day before the Saturday lady, she said that, oh, the temperature was so high that I could not tolerate. I could not sleep. The next moment she said, oh, I don't feel any unhappiness. This is called prakhyavastika. First thing is that I am so much illusion that I am just like the animals. They're suffering so much, but they have no knowledge that they are suffering. But human beings who are above them, they can understand that what sort of suffering they are. The animal is being taken to the slaughterhouse, but it does not know. This is not. So this is called avaranasmita, covering influence of the material nature. And then another influence. Suppose one is trying to come out of the covering, prakhyavasmita, it throws. Why you are trying for this? Yes, I'm very happy. Why do you think? Why you are so much pessimistic of this life? Just work hard and enjoy life. That's all. So these things are going on. Actually, we are suffering and we are in dangerous position step by step. But by the influence of this material external energy, we are covered, illusion. We are thinking, yes, I'm very happy. And if somebody tries to come out of this, then he is also advised by the material nature, oh, why you are doing all these problems? You are very happy. Yavad jivas sukham jivas. The atheist theory. The atheist, nowadays they are atheists, not that. The atheist class of men, there are always. Maybe number of the atheists are now greater than before. And before, but there was great atheist in India. There are six kinds of philosophical theses. Authors of atheism is also one of them. That atheism, and Charvaka, he was Charvaka, the leader of the atheists. His theory was that reason tatya jitam jivet, just beg, borrow, or steal. You must eat butter. Never mind. दिनं तस्यां संसृजे यावत् जीवेत् सुखं जीवेत्। सो लॉन्ग ही सेड ली ही मस्ट बी वेरी कंफर्टेबल। देन वन विल से ओ आई बिग बॉरो सीन एंड ही सफर द सीन। इफ आई बॉरो इफ आई कैनॉट पे इफ आई कमिट सीन इफ आई कमिट बर्गलरी ते चाणक्य द चार बार मनी रिप्लाई प्रशीभूतस्य देहस्तत् पुनरागमनं भवेत्। Well, when your body is burnt into ashes, he is coming here and he is going to respond. Don't think of it. So this is atheistic theory. They don't believe that there is transmigration of the soul. He has to take another body and he has to take body according to his work. And there are 8,400,000 of different kinds of bodies. And human body is the most manufacturing. They do not know all these things. So this is called avaranatmika, covering influence. That's covering influence and throwing influence. Out of these two influences, one can come out if he agrees to surrender unto the Supreme Lord. Otherwise, there is no other. He'll always covered or be thrown again. Daivijji sāgunamuni mamo māyā durattriyā māmi vajaprapadyante māyāmi tāṁ sarantite. Lord Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, anyone who surrenders unto me fully, he alone can get rid of these two kinds of influence of mine. Others can. मायामुग्ध जीवेर नाही कृष्ण स्थिति ज्ञान जीवेरे कृपाय कहिला कृष्ण वेद पुरा। दिस आई मीन टू से इल्यूशन मायामुग्ध इल्यूशन लिविंग एंटिटी दे हैव फॉरगॉटन देयर रिलेशनशिप विद द सुप्रीम लॉ मोस्टली व्हाट इज गॉड समबडी सेज गॉड इज डेड। So these things are going on. So not now. Now the number has increased. It is always so long the world is there, the material world is there. This sort of thing is going on. So maya mugdha, illusion by these external energies, they have no memory of how they are connected with the Supreme Lord. They have no memory. They are forgot. So there is something like God, the altogether they have forgotten. By the illusion. Māyāmukta jīve nahi kṛṣṇa satyam. And just to revive their memory, Krishna, jīvere kṛpāya kaila Krishna veda pura. Veda pura. Veda means Vedic literature. Veda, real literal meaning is Veda means knowledge. Vetti veda vidam jñāne. There is a Sanskrit root, Vidhātu, from that Vidhātu, Veda. Veda means knowledge. And Purāna, Purāna means supplementary. Vedic instruction described in story form, that is called Purāna, story. This Bhāgavata is also one of the Mahāpurāna means that the science of Krishna is described in story form. This is called Purana. People better understand in stories and history. Lord Caitanya says, because people in general, by the influence of the illusory energy, they have forgotten their eternal relationship with the Supreme Lord. Therefore, the Lord Himself, as Krishna Dvaipayana Vyas, Krishna Dvaipayana Vyas is considered to be a powerful incarnation of Krishna. Unless you are an incarnation, it is not possible to write so many books. There are 18 Puranas. and 4 Vedas, and 108 Upanishads, and Vedanta, then Mahabharata, then Srimad Bhagavatam. That each of them contains thousands and thousands and millions of verses. So we cannot imagine that a man can write in that way. So Virabhas is considered the incarnation of Krishna, and he was very powerful in writing. The Mahabharata itself is so many, it's a big book. And then each Puran contains thousands and thousands of verses. These are his gifts. The Krishna, means Krishna Vipana Vyas, because those are saintly persons. They're always thinking of the needs of the people in general. They are not meditating for their own purpose. They're writing books, they're thinking how to establish them in such a way so that they can properly fly, human form of life. That is their business. Sadhu means that they are always compassionate in the sufferings of the people in general. That is sadhu. Because they are devotees. The Lord comes. There are Jnani Dharma Santrani Bhavati Bharata. Whenever there is, when the nature's law is so stringent, that if you violate a little, then you have to suffer. There is no mercy. There is no mercy. So, as we go on violating the laws of nature, the nature's law is made, so made that as the nature is giving you a chance to be Krishna conscious. That is the whole process. And as soon as you deviate that law, then you are put into trouble. So we are passing in that way. So the sadhu requires the devotees of the Lord, out of their compassion, they write books, but they have heart in the desired success, and they do not manufacture. These Vedas, what is written by Vyas there, you don't think that he has manufactured something. No. Formerly, the Vedic knowledge was simply spoken by the spiritual master, and the disciple simply heard it. Therefore, the Veda is known as Shruti. There is no need of books. Their memory was so fast that one star second they could remember. The life was so nice that in the advancement of Kali Yuga, as I have several times described, that this memory will be decreased. People will be less memory. The memory will be very tough. They'll forget. Just like the lady was at once forget. One moment she said that, oh, it was terrible hate. And next one says, oh, I don't feel any unhappiness. That is forgetful. The memory will be so sharp that people will forget. Just like the animals. They forget. There is no memory. In some of the animals there is no mind. That is also analyzed in the Bhagavad Gita. Srimad Bhagavatam. Memory short. So just to give us remembrance again, the books that Vyas says, he wrote those Vedic traditions into books. Vyas is the first man who wrote this Vedic knowledge into writing. Before that, there was no writing. Only by hearing, by memory, the students grasp the whole thing and turn it down. Shruti, by here. The Jivere Kripaya Kaila Krishna Vedupura. Sadhu Guru Atma Rupe Aponare Janan Krishna Maur Prabhu Prata Jivere Hoya Da. So what is the utility of this Vedic knowledge? By understanding, by hearing from authorized sources or by reading from authorized sources, the forgetful living entity will come to his sense. That is the person. He'll come to his sense. Oh, my position is this, and I'm suffering this way. So, Shastra Guru Atma Rupe Apanareja. So, Krishna, as the Supreme Lord, is always anxious to revive the memory of these forgotten souls, conditioned souls. How he revives? He revives in Shastra. Shastra means scripture. Shastra Guru, spiritual master. Shastra Guru Atma Rupe. And sometimes he comes himself or as Paramatma or the Super Soul. He is giving you instruction from within as Paramatma. He is sending you suitable spiritual masters so that he can have instruction without. And the books are, the scriptures are there. So many facilities the Lord has created. Therefore, the human form of life is meant for utilizing all these facilities. In the animal form of life, there is no facility. They cannot read Shastra, they cannot understand scripture, they cannot take their hands of a bona fide spiritual master, they cannot consult within with God, they have no capacity. Their consciousness is so undeveloped that it is not possible to have utilize all these facilities. But in the human form of life, we can utilize all these facilities. The Shastras are there, the Vedas are there, scriptures are there. And still, although it is the age of Kali, still those who are falling in the tactics of Satan, there is bona fide spiritual master also, Shastra Guru, and Atma, and over all the Paramatma. The Paramatma, the Super Soul, Krishna, as Super Soul is sitting within your heart, along with you. And as soon as, by the instruction of the scripture and direction of the spiritual master, you begin sincerely something, is the Paramatma from within you, he will speak. Yes. Now you are right. He will speak to you. In the Bhagavad Gita, it is clearly, Tisham satasajitanam bhajatam sidhupupatam dadami buddhijugam tam Enam am upajanti te Krishan tatubhujitana. Thus, the spiritual master's duty is to lead a person, a forgotten soul, to the right way in terms of the Shastra and scripture. And when he begins sincerely and with love and seriously, then the next stage is that God within, is sitting within you. He dictates, yes, you do like this. So in every respect, the Lord is trying to help us. But we are so much stubborn, we don't like to take advantage of this. Oh, it is long. When shall I take on this? I am very happy. It is very good, my story in the Bhagavad. Once, Indra, the king of heaven, he was convinced by his spiritual master, Brihaspati, that you are so foolish, you should have become a hog. So, he became a hog. So, after some days, when the throne of the heaven, the kingdom was taken, Brahma went to reclaim this hog, Indra, that comes to your place. So, when the hog was requested that you are Indra, why you are suffering now, you come. So the hog says, oh, I do not know what I am, Indra. I have got my responsibility. I cannot leave this place. Just see, even the hog, you can just imagine what is the standard of his living. He thinks also that I am very happy. This cool eating, and this nasty place, and I have got වැණිය අපිට බලයි. සද්දිසුසි අර ප්‍රක්‍රියා. તો ඒ කාලසත් ඒ වාග්ස් සෙල්සන් he sent his confidence and sadness, he sent his son to reclaim us. And this is the advantage of the ability and make our life successful. That's what we became of human beings. Thank you.
Deva Shastra kahe sammandha avidhya prayajan Krishna prapa sammandha bhakti prapel shastra.
Now, what is the subject matter of this Vedic scripture? That is, summarized by Lord Chaitanya. Deva Shastra kahe sammandha avidhya prayajan. There are three things in the Vedic scripture. What is that? The first thing is, what is my relationship with God? Or what is my relationship with this world? Or what is my relationship with this nature? This thing is described. Then, as soon as you understand your relationship, then your action begins according to, just like two businessmen. So they want to do some business. They want to do mutually, they want to do some business. And what is the aim of business? To make some profit. Both of them are interested in making some profit. Without profit, there is no question of business. The first, if the profit is aimed, then the two business first come to a contract arrangement. This is called sambandha. Relationship. Yes, you are supplier, I am purchaser. And you are supplying this way, I shall purchase from this. The agreement. This is called relationship. And after the sign of the agreement, when actually the activities begin, supply and purchase, that is called avidya. And avidya means why they are doing this business for some profit. So the profit, that must be. Otherwise, nobody is there. The same thing is there also in the Veda. First of all, we have to understand what is my relationship with God, or this is this world, or the nature. We must understand first this. And when we understand this, this is my relationship, then my actual work will begin. That is avidya. And after executing that prescribed duty, the result is that I get my relationship with the Supreme Lord revived. These three things are described in the Vedas. There is no other thing. So, there are different kinds of knowledge in the Vedas. Veda is the past knowledge. Even how we shall live in this material world, that is also described. Medicine, the science of medicine is also described in Veda, that is called Ayurveda. The science of military science also described there in the Veda, that is called Dhanurveda, Yajurveda, so many Vedas there. And ultimately, the knowledge is there, how to understand the Supreme Absolute Truth and how to take yourself well. That is, these are the subject matter of Veda. So, in the Bhagavad Gita also, the Lord says, Veda is sasadvai aham eva vishya. The ultimate purpose of Veda is to understand Krishna. Veda is sasadvai aham eva vishya. So, Krishna, Adi, Sadhu and Sattva does not stop your material activities. Because you have to act materially. So long you have got this material body. So they give regulation how you should act so that ultimately you can reach the person. So if we follow the regulation given in the Vedas, then automatically we reach the highest stage. perfection. That is the purpose of Veda. Therefore, in fine, defined subject matter meant Veda, and unless we have a bona fide teacher of the Veda, it is very difficult to understand Vedic language and text and advantage of it. Therefore, Lord Chaitanya says that the subject matter of the Veda we must understand. And what is the subject matter? That we must know our relationship with God or with each other, with this nature of this world. Then what is our action, regulated action, then the prayer, the ultimate goal of life is reached. Krishna prapasam, bhakti prapir sama. The ultimate end is to reach Krishna or to get Krishna. Ultimate end. And that is confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita. Veda is the sadhvi, aham eva veda. The ultimate purpose of Veda is to reach Krishna. That's so, this is the ultimate goal of life, and Veda is describing, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is describing also, which has come to this point gradually. Thank you very much. Any questions?